This office is brought to you by Truthly. Download in the Apple App Store or Google Play today. Now let's pray. O God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Manis prophetae vocibus, venire Christum nunciant, laete salutis praevia. Qua nos redemit gratia, hinc mane nostrum promicat, et corda laete exestuant, cum vox fidelis personat, praenunciatrix gloriae. Adventus hic primus fuit, punire quo non saeculum. Venit sed ulcus tergere, salvando quod perierat. At nos secundus premonet, ad esse Christum januis, sanctis coronas redere, celique regna pandere. Aeterna lux promititur, sidusque salvans promitur, iam nos iubar prefulgidum, adius vocat celestium. Te Christe solum querimus, videre sicut est Deus, ut perpes hexit visio. Perenne laudis canticu. Amen. The Lord, the ruler over the kings of the earth, will come. Blessed are they who are ready to go and welcome him. O Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to the next. Before the mountains were born, or the earth or the world brought forth, you are God without beginning or end. You turn men back to dust and say, go back, sons of men. To your eyes a thousand years are like yesterday come and gone, no more than a watch in the night. You sweep men away like a dream, like the grass which springs up in the morning. In the morning it springs up and flowers, by evening it withers and fades. So we are destroyed in your anger, struck with terror in your fury. Our guilt lies open before you, our secrets in the light of your face. All our days pass away in your anger, our life is over like a sigh. Our span is 70 years, or 80 for those who are strong, and most of these are emptiness and pain. They pass swiftly and we are gone. Who understands the power of your anger and fears the strength of your fury? Make us know the shortness of our life, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Lord, relent, is your anger forever? Show pity to your servants. In the morning fill us with your love, we shall exult and rejoice all our days. Give us joy to balance our affliction, for the years when we knew misfortune. Show forth your work to your servants, Let your glory shine on their children. Let the favor of the Lord be upon us. Give success to the work of our hands. Give success to the work of our hands. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord, the ruler over the kings of the earth, will come. Blessed are they who are ready to go and welcome him. Sing a new song to the Lord. Proclaim his praises to the ends of the earth. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise from the ends of the earth. Let the sea and what fills it resound, the coastlands and those who dwell in them. Let the steppe and its cities cry out, the villages where Kedar dwells. Let the inhabitants of Selah exult and shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory to the Lord and utter his praise in the coastlands. The Lord goes forth like a hero, like a warrior he stirs up his ardor. He shouts out his battle cry, against his enemies he shows his might. I have looked away and kept silence. I have said nothing, holding myself in. But now I cry out as a woman in labor, gasping and panting. I will lay waste mountains and hills, all their herbage I will dry up. I will turn the rivers into marshes, and the marshes I will dry up. I will lead the blind on their journey, by paths unknown I will guide them. I will turn darkness into light before them and make crooked ways straight. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Sing a new song to the Lord. Proclaim his praises to the ends of the earth. When the Son of Man comes to earth, do you think he will find faith in men's hearts? Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing a psalm to his name, for he is loving. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, and Israel for his own possession. For I know the Lord is great, that our Lord is high above all gods. The Lord does whatever he wills, in heaven, on earth, in the seas. He summons clouds from the ends of the earth, makes lightning produce the rain. From his treasuries he sends forth the wind. The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, of man and beast alike. Signs and wonders he worked in the midst of your land, O Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. Nations in their greatness he struck, and kings in their splendor he slew. Sion, king of the Amorites, Og, the king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. He let Israel inherit their land, on his people their land he bestowed. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. When the Son of Man comes to earth, do you think he will find faith in men's hearts? Let justice descend, O heavens, like dew from above. Like gentle rain, let the skies drop it down. Let the earth open and salvation bud forth. Let justice also spring up. Your light will come, Jerusalem. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty.
Your light will come, Jerusalem. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty.
You will see his glory within you.
The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Your light will come, Jerusalem. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty.
Ex quo facta est vox salutationis tuae in auribus meis exultavit in gaudio infans in utero meo. Alleluia. The moment that your greeting reached my ears, the child within my womb leapt for joy. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The moment that your greeting reached my ears, the child within my womb leapt for joy. Ex quo facta est vox salutationis tuae in auribus meis exultavit in gaudio infans in utero meo. Alleluia. To Christ our Redeemer, who comes to save us from our sins, let us cry out with joy. Come, Lord Jesus. The prophets of old foretold your birth among us. Now make virtue come to life in us.
Come, Lord Jesus.
We proclaim your saving work. Now grant us your salvation.
Come, Lord Jesus.
You came to heal the contrite. Heal the weaknesses of your people. Come, Lord Jesus. You came and saw fit to reconcile the world. When you come again in judgment, free us from the torments of punishment. Come, Lord Jesus.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
O God, who seeing the human race fallen into death, willed to redeem it by the coming of your only begotten Son, grant, we pray, that those who confess his incarnation with humble fervor may merit his company as their Redeemer, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Pray for us, O most holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Thank you for praying with me. Ever get asked one of those tough questions like, do Catholics worship Mary? And in that moment, you freeze. That's why I want to tell you about Truthly, the AI app that gives you answers in seconds, rooted in scripture, tradition, and Christian ethics. Whether you're navigating a tough conversation, deepening your faith, or simply curious about what the Catholic Church teaches, Truthly helps you know, live, and defend the faith instantly. Try Truthly 7 days for free. Download today in the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Truthly, T-R-U-T-H-L-Y. God bless.